Yin Ikrin Tuffle, Part 1.
Well, so magic a week before most of the yeshivas start learning, but Yashikov, the guys who started off beautifully. So our plan is like this. We're going to do the Sugya of Ikrin Tuffle. I hope to do Bezer Hashem well. And I would like to start when the yeshivas of the world are starting. The Nuzman, that's when I'd like to start the Nuzman. And I want to make a Galasim on Parakeets and Mevarchim with you, Beis Hashem, because it's a big accomplishment. The fact that we did all the Sugis and Keets and Mevarchim. There are Gemaras that we skip, Ladavani. Normally I don't do that, but to finish Keets and Mevarchim, to get Tinker of the Tafel, and then there's a Port Sugya of Berchas Hamach, Berchas Bracha Achrona that I'd like to get to. We're not going to do, there's a beautiful sugya about Chalitza's Tefillin and the Bracha on Mem Dalet on the Beis. We're unfortunately not going to be able to do that, but by hope, we just have to figure out in terms of the timing, in terms of Yom HaTzimut. I want to make a big Siyum Beis Hashem. Okay, it's Mevarach, and AB's going to cook something, I hope. And hopefully Rav Nevensal will come. I think it's quite an accomplishment, Baruch Hashem, that what we accomplished. That's one. Also, one of the things I've been pushing in yeshiva, something maybe to talk about, Alicia said we could do it halfway, is I believe that Yom HaTzimut is a very, very special day, but B'nai Torah, for something to be special, it doesn't mean that you just, emphasis on just, that you just have a barbecue and play ball. If it's a special day, so then you have to express it in two ways. Number one, in terms of Hodah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and number two, also in terms of Torah. So I thought, I had suggested that we have regular morning seder and do a sugya on Kedushas Eretz Yisrael and Yeshiva. That's what I wanted to do, but Alicia said it's difficult in terms of the busing to arrange that. So if there are a bunch of Talmidim who are interested taking some time out when we go to and sit, we'll be on the grass, but to do a sugya seriously, you could do a sugya seriously without a shtender. It's possible. Such a thing is possible, but it's not a tonight. But to learn a sugya, not just only a feel-good thing, feel-good is also important. But for those people who are interested in Yom HaTzimut, I would like to, Rav Korn's term he used was Yom HaDepagra, that it shouldn't just be a day of, you know, just a vacation day. That I'm not negating the significance of it, but I think that we should also use it as a day of Torah as well. So if there's anybody interested, if there's a chevra guys that are interested in being mitzarif with me on that, so I would like to do it. Okay, so let's begin the Mishnah Be'ezer Hashem. This is going to take us a couple of days. Let's do it in Sunday style. So let's begin. Zok de'eligim Mishnah. If you look on a Meliach Tchila, if they bring salt first, the salty thing first, upasimo, now the simple reading of our Mishnah is some type of salty dish. Rashi needs to explain, maybe there's something deeper in Rashi, but on a simple level, Rashi just saying, called over meluach, upasimo, and the bread is with it, mevarech ala meliach upoter es hapas. Then you make a bracha on the salt, and it exempts the bread. Shapas tefelelo, because in such an instance, the bread is tafel to it. Zeh klal koshu ikur v'imot tefelo v'varech al ikur poter es hatefelo. So here we're introduced, only at the end of the parak are we introduced to the rule of ikur v'tafel. Now, there is an issue in the back over here. I don't know whether to make a big deal about it or not, but I thought it might be significant. The Bach changes, says the way I read the Mishnah was not correct, but rather Bach says the way to read the Mishnah as a vila fun of melech bitchila, not tchila. Did anybody... What's that?
That's why he had the whole...
I don't know if that's... That's what I thought, but I wasn't sure if that was after dependent on the Tosi Yonder. Before we get to the Tosi Yonder, first we go to Keseder. So Mishnah, Gemara, Rashi, Tosis, Rabbeinu Yonah, then Tosis Yom Tov. Let's go Keseder. Let's think together. What would the difference be whether you say Hevil Lefan Miliach Tchila versus Bit Tchila? Is there any difference between the two? I'm not sure. Yesterday afternoon, I grabbed my Israeli son and I asked him if he thought what I was saying was correct, because I trusted his Hebrew better than I trusted mine. But now we have more. Rav Elkanah is more Israeli than my son. So we'll see. Rav Elkanah will agree. What would you say? Hevila fana tefila versus bat tefila? Yeah, go ahead, David.
I thought bat tefila is more excluding other things. Being tefila could still mean something came before.
That tefila, okay. Bat tefila means this is the first thing.
So Tosfos would definitely not have that gears of bat tefila, because he says that.
Wait, we haven't even got to Maskana. Okay, all right. First, I just want to analyze whether you said tefila, bat tefila, maybe get involved with the. With the girsa. I see the Talmidim really, when speaking and learning with the Talmidim this morning, many Talmidim didn't stop at this. So I think it's something that's kedai to stop at. Okay, let's anybody else want to have anything to add? Yes, Avram?
Tchila is talking in terms of more time frame, and tchila isn't regarding time frame, it's just regarding why, just that it's like Hashim, like present. Like, it's just telling you if you're talking.
I'll tell you what I thought, and you tell me, and Rav Elkanah, you'll tell me if you think it's right. I thought that if it said Hevila fana miliach tefilo pasimo, so there's no emphasis of what came first. In the beginning of the meal, they brought the miliach, and the pas was with it. There's no emphasis of the order of whether the pas was first or the miliach was afterwards. However, if you say hevil lefanav miliach batfila in the beginning, upas imo, and the pas was with it, that has a little bit of a connotation that I thought. I asked my son if he thought it was correct. He thought so also, but that's no raya. That the miliach was actually the first. That's what you were driving about. Tos yonda doesn't spell out that's dependent on the two yourselves.
No, but he had that
gear, so I thought it worked very well.
Joshua, it also explains why he quoted someone who didn't learn that from the Mishnah. It's possible that he had that.
That's what I was discussing with my son yesterday. Maybe one could suggest. What do you think of Elkanah? It works okay? You're not sure. Whether it says Hevila fana miliach bitchila, there that's emphasizing the miliach was bitchila. However, if you say Hevi'u lefanav miliach tchila upasimo, that's just indicating it's in the beginning of the meal, but lav dafka is a miliach first. So I'm wondering, and that this is as far as it goes, just wondering. According to the girsa of the Bach, it would seem to indicate that the dog maluach, this is by the way most would understand it until we have the Gemara, that you have some very, very salty herring, right? By the way, they say in Europe, they mamish used to do this Mishnah, like the Halamina of the Gemara. They had a very, very, very salty herring, and they would eat the cracker. The cracker was just there to blunt the herring. So let's talk about that, because I think that's a very, very good paradigm for us to work with. Before we get to Paris Ginosa, that's how I would have read the Mishnah. A very, very salty herring, and it's there just to help it go down. So if it's a very salty herring, it's helping me to go down. So then in such a case, the Mishnah says that you make a bracha of a shahakol, and the pas, or the cracker, is considered tata. Now, did you eat the herring first, and then the pas came afterwards? So l'chura, if you say it's a viu lefana meliach, Tchila, upasimo. So then to me, there's no echreach what came first or whether they ate them simultaneously. However, if it says, Hevilafan muliach batchila, and then upasimo, then the pas is with it. What's the emphasis of upasimo? The emphasis of upasimo just is that the pas is there to blunt. But the tchila, what came first? Muliach bitchila. As opposed to if it just said Elie Lefana Meliach Tchila Upasimo, so then maybe there is no indication of whether it came together or the salty thing came first. Oren read it this way. I read it this way. It sounded like Avram was reading it this way. I think there is something to it that it says Meliach Betchila. And Oren points out that the Tosis Yom Tov was going to make a big deal about this. He had the Girsa of Betchila. That it seems that one could read that our Mishnah is talking about that first he ate the salty thing and then the bread. Okay, and then our mission introduces to us Kol Shu Ikar Vimo Tefela. Says the Gemara, Umi Gamidi Dehavi Meliach Ikaru Pas Tefela. Now I pointed out to you that there are cases that the post can follow such a Havamina, a very, very sharp herring, where the only reason that he's using the cracker is to blunt the salt. It could very well be that in such a case the cracker is going to be tuffle, you're not going to even make a bracha on it at all. That we'll see when we get to Halacha Maisa. But the Gemara says, really? Do you have ever a time that the bread was tuffel? That never existed. Amar Ravacha Bered Ravivira, Amar Ravashi, Ba'ochle Peros Ginoser Shanu. What we're talking about is a case of the Peros Ginoser. Rabosei Eretz Yisrael, there's no place that beats it. Mamish, the Peros of Eretz Yisrael, there's nothing in the world that beats it. I had a guest who was here at our house over Pesach and said, so many people in America, there's so many people, why are they not coming to Eretz Yisrael? I just thought you have to be careful how you say it. I agree, fundamentally I agree with it. Just if you come across saying it in such a fanatical way, people won't listen to you. But Eretz Yisrael is such a beautiful place, the best place in the world to live. It even has the beautiful Peros. And a lot of people in America, there isn't a good reason for them to be there. There are times that people should be, for Harbatzas Torah, etc., etc. But Eretz Yisrael, the Peros are beautiful. Peros Ginoser, says Rashi, Peros Eretz Yam Kineres Chashuv Min HaPas. They're even more Chashuv than Pas. Now, Tosos immediately jumps on a fundamental problem here in Pshat, in our Sugya. Tosis is going to be bothered that at the end of the day, if the Peros Ginosar are going to be the Iker, so then you wouldn't make a bracha at all on anything else except for the Peros. And you shouldn't even make a bracha on the salt as well. And Tosis assumes that you're going to make a bracha on the salt that's going to blunt the Peros Ginosar. But at the end of the day, bottom line is that the Peros Ginoser is the Iker, and we're going to see different Rishonim are going to explain the Tafel differently. Before we spend most of our time fleshing out the Pshat in the Peros Ginoser, I just want to bring out the second Tosos, which I have not much to add, but you have to know this. Tosos asks a very basic question. Tosos asks, this Chiddush of Iker V'Tafel we already learned before. The Afagav Dashmin the Pas Poter Saperes. We learned that earlier, that the pas is poter parperes. So what is the chiddush of our Mishnah that we already had learned earlier on Mebez Amnalev? That what did we say? That if you have the ikur where is a pas, and then you have the parperes, then the pas is poter parperes. So what do I need a whole new Mishnah for? That's what Tosis is bothered by. So itzrich l'shini'ina, no, here there's a big chiddush, says Tosis. The pa'amin the pas tafel. Here the chiddush is that the pas is tafel. That is a very, very big chiddush. I might have thought that the pas can never become tafel. Ad kidei kach, that the Gemara didn't even understand the havamina. The Gemara never envisioned the case of where the cracker, or let's say more precisely, the bread is going to be tafel to the herring. That the Gemara never envisioned. So the Gemara had to change what the chiddush of our Mishnah is, that it's possible to have a case where the pas is going to be tafel. So I might have thought that since pas is so chashuv, it gets its own bracha, motzech min haaretz, the halacha can never allow it to become tafel. Kamash malon, the chiddush of our Mishnah is that it can lose its identity as the ikar. Okay, but what exactly is the ikar and the tafel over here? Says Taisus in Ba'ochle Peres Kenoser Shem. Shemeliach ikar, shehu ba leheshiv halev, Shenechlash mepnei psikus haperos, vaapas shel acharav tafel, ve'ena ba ella b'shvil hameliach. Now, Rabosai, when I read the Gemara, I didn't read the Gemara like Tosas. I want to emphasize this. Even if it's not going to have any nafkaminas la'alacha, just in terms of nafkamina pshat and reading properly. When I read the Gemara ba'ochle peros kinesar shan, just to bring out what the chiddush of Tosas is, I had read. Let's just be precise as possible. Our Mishnah has an Iker, our Mishnah has a Tafel. What's the Iker? The Iker is the Meliach. What's the Tafel? The Tafel is the Pas. Right? What's the Gemara's Shat Ba'ochle Peres Genosar? So I thought the Genosar is the Iker. And then there's something else that's the Tafel. How would you have learned the Mishnah? How many food items do you have?
Two.
Two. I would have read that our Mishnah has two food items. You have the Ochel Peretz Kinos, and Baruch Hashem, Eretz Yisrael is so beautiful, the fruits are so sweet, that they're so overwhelming, you have to dull the power of that fruit. So for that, what would you have had? Either pas or melach. Take your choice. That's how I would have read our Gemara. Now what's interesting is, no one on the daf, and this happens over and over again in Ketz Mevarchin, it's less in Bava Kamma that this happens, but no one on the daf learns the simple pshat of the way I would have read the Gemara. And that is how did Tosis learn? Let's take a look again. Tosis learns that what we're talking about over here is that the pas is a tafel to the melach, which is there to blunt the peros kinosar. What's that? Rashi, the Talmidim are handling with me what Rashi says. Tomorrow maybe we'll see how the Achronim say there's a Pnei Yoshua and so on. Right now, pshat, Rashi doesn't tell us very, very much at all. So I'm going to leave Rashi right now. Because Rashi doesn't tell us. All Rashi says is Peros Gnosar are Chashuv min Apas. Well, what do you want to say? Aaron, what you want to say is like this. Tell me, is this what you're trying to say? That from Rashi's mashma, that there was no Maliach whatsoever.
It is a Maliach.
And that's the Pas is blunting the Peros? Is that how you want to read Rashi?
Yeah.
Okay. So, you know what? I'm going to run with Aaron right now because, in terms of words, it might be a legitimate pshat. And the way I'm learning, it actually fleshes with what he's saying in Rashi. And that is, and maybe Rashi is saying like I had said, there's only two ingredients. One ingredient is the pas, and the other ingredient is the peros kinosa. And the peros kinosa, and there's no maliach.
What does the Mishnah read like that?
I'm talking about herring now for a second. I'm not talking about the word maliach in the Mishnah. There's no salt. There's no salt here. That's one way of reading the Gemara. And what's maliach? The Gemara is saying a tremendous chiddush. What is it when the Mishnah says maliach? It means peros kinosa. In other words, you can have either something that's very sweet or something that's very sharp. How do you dull it? If you have something that's dulling it, pas, then you don't make a bracha on the pas. And Orem wants to argue that this is the way Rashi is learning. When Rashi said, just a second, I want to hear what you have to say, Michal, but just a second. Rashi says, chashuv in min pas, that all you have is the way I would have read the Gemara. The simple way to read the Gemara, by the way, it's very curious. How does Art Scroll and Masifta and so on read the Gemara? A lot of times, Alumdus really, really starts with how you set up the simple pshat in the Gemara. I would have not read the Gemara. Everybody runs with Tosis. Rabbeinu Yonah, even though some one time the Tosis Rabbeinu Yonah are different, v'chulei, but in terms of what are we talking about over here, the Alumdus is going to start with what are we talking about. So according to Tosis, let's talk about what's black on white. Tosis is clear. Tosis learns it like this. You have three ingredients. You have a very, very sweet fruit. You have a salt that's coming to dull it, but you have a piece of bread that's there to dull the effect of the salt. So says those like this. Shamaliach ikur. The issue over here is what do you make a bracha on? The salt or on the bread? Shamaliach ikur shuvol eshev alev. Shenechlash mipnei mesikas haperos. Va'apas shela'ach erov tafel. Ve'ein avoel b'shvil ha'miliach. Say here, how many brachos, according to Tosfos, does it seem that you're going to make? Two brachos, one on the fruit, and the other on the maliach. I don't know if the maliach here, according to Tosfos, is salt or herring, whatever it might be, but it's something salty, it's going to get a shackle. And the chiddush of Ikur V'Tafel, according to Tosfos, is that you're not making a bracha on the bread, you're making a bracha only on the maliach. Most Rishonim are going to learn like Tosfos. Most Rishonim are going to learn like Tosfos. However, I'm pointing out that we should recognize that Tosis is not the simple way of reading the Gemara. Simple way of reading the Gemara is that you have two items, not three. And what the Gemara is saying is that when you have something that is there to blunt something else, then the primary food is what gets a bracha, and you make the bracha on that, then you ignore the other one. So what then would be the other way of reading Peres Genoser, if not the way Tosfos had read it? So here it sounds like that we're talking about according, and Oren wants to say, that's how Rashi had learned, is that you have Peres Genoser, which is blunted by something else. And you don't have three ingredients, but just two. And that you're having the bread to blunt the brief. And that's what he wants to tie in, is what Rashi says. Peres Genoser, Peres Yam, Eretz Yam Kineres, Chashuvim Min HaPas. That's more chashuv than the pas. You make the ha'etz on the fruit, and you're patterned from the bread. Mirtz Hashem, tomorrow we'll begin to see how, you know, how the poskim and how the achronim read. But it's important on day one in the sugya just to outline these basic things in terms of pshat. Now the rest of today, we're not going to read the Gemara, what I call the simple pshat. Why? Because most of the Rishonim brainwashed us that we're talking about three ingredients. That we're talking about Peres Genoser. You're not, you're saying no?
Wait.
We're talking about Peres Genoser, we're talking about Challah, Lechem, and we're talking about Sol. Ask Tosos, according to his Malach, I promise me, Paul. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah?
Rashi is saying that the only reason why the Peres Genoser is going to be
it's going to pull to the pas because it's more chashuv. It could not be anything that's very powerful that you need to take pas of those. It's all because Rashi holding why pas is pulled to everything else because it's more chashuv. So to be able to pull to pas, it's not because pas is coming just to blunt. It has to be more chashuv than the pas. No.
In a chanami, and it's more chashuv than the pas.
Yeah, it can open up. Unless you had a very
small. No.
In case of the
pas is more chashuv than fruit. In this case, the pas is not.
No, not in this case. It's because they are chashuv. If you had a very, very, very salty fish, right? The case of the maliach, the case you would have read in the Mishnah.
Wait. Let's say I enjoy very, very, very sweet Peres Genoser, and I don't have my bread with the Peres Genoser. And we go to Shiva's Bein Hazmanim in Tzfat, right? So I don't have the bread to blunt it, but I have it because I eat bread with my food. In such a case, of course, you would make Ahamotzi. Would you agree?
Yeah, because then I can make a Metavu.
Right, okay.
No.
So what are we disagreeing about?
If you have a very, very salty, right, the Dag Maliach, right? The case you would have thought in the Mishnah, right?
Yeah.
Very, 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 very salty food, right?
Right.
And you ate the bread to blunt it. According to Rashi, the fish would not be pulled to the pot. Because he's saying the reason why these pears are very, very chashuv, they're very, very chashuv. That's why we have to pull to the pot. Other things would not be able to.
Okay, Michal wants to argue in Rashi that Rashi is saying that it's because these are very chashuv fruits because they come from the Kineret.
Right.
So that about choshuv, so that let's leave also, okay? The son of Talmud wanted to contrast that to the other Rishon. Okay, maybe. I'm not convinced, Michal. I'm not convinced you're right, I'm not convinced you're wrong. Put it down as Michal Shita. Michal wants to learn that Rashi would differentiate between whether it is something that comes from the Kineret versus something else. And I was presenting it as something that dulls it. Ein hachanami, or and then Ramesh also suggested that maybe there's a difference between dulling and chashuv. Maybe. Okay, I'm not taking sides yet on that issue. Let's jump in and pshat. It's okay if I want, I haven't done yet. I thought when I prepared for shiur today, I thought I was going to go slow. But, in other words, no, we're learning things, but I had planned to do much more, but we're learning things. Go ahead, yes.
Of your suggested answers was that there was no salt involved at all, it was just a pre and the bread, right?
That what?
That there was just a pre and the bread.
Yeah,
there was
that's
no salt.
Right.
The Rishonim say it's impossible to eat the fruit without salt.
I'm just reading the Gemara. If I had asked, this is how, but Pashas is how I would have read the Gemara, that's all I'm saying. You're saying that other Rishonim disagree with them. See, it's okay. There's room to disagree. But as far as reading the Gemara, I'm suggesting that there's a way, and Oren is suggesting that Rashi read it that way, which I think is a legitimate possibility. Vim Tomer, has Tosfos, Peros Havi Ikru, Meliach Tocha, Belivro Chala Peros, Lifter Kuhle. Tos asks a Gavalda Gakasha. Tos says, and Tos really painted himself into a corner. Now, according to the way we read, then Tosa's question doesn't start. But according to the way Tosa read, he paints himself in the corner. And that is, Tosis assumes that there are two brachas here. There's a bracha on the peros, and there's a bracha on the maliach. As Tosis, but just like the pas is there to blunt the maliach is there to blunt the pri. If it's there to blunt the pri, so how many brachas should you have? One bracha! And that bracha should be a eitz and patras everything else. So therefore, that leads Tosis to say a fascinating chiddush in our sugya, which is going to carry us for a long time, a big, big deal, and it's going to have many, many hashlachos in Allah l'maisa. You have to say, says Tosfos, that he ate them at two different times. If he'd be eating it at the same time, Tosfos agrees that there would not be a bracha on the maliach. However, he ate them at two distinct times, and therefore you cannot say that the tafel of the maliach is a full tafel to the pri, because he eats it at two distinct moments. Once we're saying he eats at two distinct moments, so then it gets two different brachos.
Two distinct moments or two distinct places?
I'm not sure. On that, whether ma'amid means that the same time or... Okay, good. Good. Where's that machlokes?
It's the Tosos Yotov, and then on the page of Tosos Rabbi Kiveger.
Beautiful, beautiful. Okay, so I'm going to have to, I didn't see Rabbi Kiveger. I'm going to have to take a look. Okay, so this Tosos is Shita. Ba'osa Maimit, he's saying that it was eaten at the Shalachal Peir, Aferos Ba'osa Maimit, that he didn't eat it at the same, I understood at the same time. Orin is pointing out that there are two ways of reading it. Okay. Everybody with me? So Tosfos learns that there are two brachos, and the chiddush of our Gemara is you don't make a bracha on the salt, you don't make a bracha on the bread, you only make a bracha on the salt. Inami. B'shah sh'ochel peres k'nusar lo ha'yasham adayin meliach u'pas, de lo ha'yodeya sh'yech la'shlipo b'achmas ha'masikus. At the time that he ate the peres k'nusar, it didn't dawn upon him that he was going to need the salt. And then he realizes it. Tosfos also adds, there the maliach in the pas wasn't even there. Wasn't even there. And after he realizes that he needs the maliach, so then he's going to make a bracha on the maliach, and that will exempt the pas. Now a little bit deeper in Tosfos, and here you could be choker what Tosfos means. But l'chura, what Tosfos is saying is the following. When does an ikur pater a tafel? When you knew that you're going to have the tafel. What would be an example? Let's go to the herring and the cracker. If you say that the herring exempts the cracker, so when would we say that the halacha is that's going to exempt the cracker? We would say like this. We would say that if I'm having a herring and I know I'm going to have the cracker and crackers there just to blunt, so then in such a case, then you could say it's a tafel. But every meal has its primary foods and its secondary foods. If you have meat and potatoes, is anybody going to say that you only make a bracha on the meat and not on the potatoes? But the davar pashut, that the secondary food is the potatoes. What's the pshat? The pshat is you eat the meat separately and the potatoes separately. It's not a tafel to the meat. So too over here. The only time the ikur is going to pater the tafel is if I intend, when I make a bracha on the ikur, to exempt the tafel, to have a tafel with it as a tafel. But in a case of where he didn't expect it, even if a moment later he's only eating it, here's the chiddush of Tosfos. Now he realizes he needs a tafel. And what's he going to do now that he realizes he needs a tafel? He's going to make a bracha on it. But wait a second. At the end of the day, he's eating it only as a tafel. So why is it that you say that you make a bracha on the tafel? Because when he makes the bracha on the ikur, he needs to know that this is going to be the tafel. That's what Tosfos is saying according to the secondary. Is there a machlokas between the two days of Tosfos? I'm not sure, but that's the chiddush of Tosfos' second day. That when he makes a bracha on the ikur, the tafel he has to know is going along with it. If he doesn't know that at the time, even if he eats it later on as a tafel, since the bracha didn't go on it then, it's not going to exempt it. Now you could be choker more on why that's so, but for now, we're going to leave it. Comes along, what's that?
If it's generally eaten, like if you know it's
but you don't necessarily do that right after you said that.
Yeah. Right, that's the gufa tosis is chiddush.
Tosis says that even that you still have to
do that. Bracha, correct. That's what tosis being mechadish. You follow Daniel to add a point to what tosis. Yes, go ahead. And then Michal.
So Rosh said that you eat the meat and the potatoes separately. But sometimes, so let's say, so that's why on herring and cracker, because like you put the herring on the cracker, so it's like a...
What I meant to bring out is when I'm eating the meat, my intention is not, when I make a bracha on the meat, is not that these potatoes are tafel to it. I have a primary food and a secondary food, that I'm aware of. Mashal l'mad aradon, I'm just saying it as a mashal. Same thing, when I'm making a bracha on the peros kenosar, I don't have in mind anything else. If I don't have anything else in mind, then by definition, the bracha is not going to go on it. That's what I mean to bring out by the potatoes. Just like I don't have in mind the potatoes, because I look at them as two distinct things, so to hear, even if it's mamish a tafel, since I didn't have kavana on it, it doesn't become batel. I'm saying as a mashal. The point being, the das, when I make the bracha, is going to be critical. That's what I'm trying to bring out. Yes?
Two fruits that we have, they usually the Rebbe Elkanah knows I'll get shit. I have an apple,
oh,
then I got an orange.
Oh, so Rebbe Elkanah is saying, but by the way, the simple reading of the halacha is that way. He's pointing out the same applies if you have two bari prietzes. If you made a bari prietz and you didn't have in mind, they brought you an orange, and you didn't have in mind that you might have an apple, so then in such a case, according to pure halacha, you make a new bracha. Why is it that most of the time we don't? It's because we tell people when you make the bar pre-eights, have in mind any eights that comes afterwards. Okay, let's take a look at Rabbeinu Yonah. Zok de'eligir Rabbeinu Yonah. Ba'ochle peretz, let's skip. All right, you know what, let's start from the Mishnah. Masnisen, evil upon Malia Kirila. Iker Mishnah, zu, lo bal hashmi enu she'iker poter satafel, she'zeh poshutu. The Shamila Misnas Masis Nikdani is the second Tosos. Birachala Pas Potters of Paris. El Bartha Yainu Shaf Shepam Shafilu. Hapas Namit Fela, Shalom Tamer, Shalom Oilam, Aina Pas Tilm, Hashibuso. Kamashalom Shepam Mit Fela, Shaykirak Losso, Babura Pas Name Barthla. Baokhli Paris Gnosser Shininu, Pirish, Paris Gnosser Misutin Bioser. The Ainum Necholim Ella im Mela Harbe. Today Shamtiga. Lo yazik lahem. The ochlim osam im hapas. By the way, this is why Gilad, I'm not sure I agree with you, but maybe Yavin. He says, but fairish for ochlim osam im hapas.
So he goes on to say, at the end he says,
no, but that's different. It's still different.
Well, what did Gilad
it's still good. Let me say the pshat according to Rabbeinu Yonah, how I understand it. Because anyhow, being dope, Gilad's pshat, and if you disagree with me, so then you fight with me, okay? Rabbeinu Yonah says like this. Rabbeinu Yonah says like this. Rabbeinu Yonah says that he has, over here, he's eating three things. He's eating peros genoser, with melach, with pas. Okay? The nimtza shah pas tvela la peros. And it comes out that the pas is tafel to the peros. Ulefichach mevarech ala peros upater upiter es hapas. Says Rabbeinu Yonah, and there's something missing over here, Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says that he has salt to blunt the fruit. And he says, the bread is eaten. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, you have three ingredients, Ma'amevi Yavin, that's different than what I call the Pashtus of the Gemara. You have three ingredients. He makes a bracha on the peros, and he exempts the bread. And Rabbeinu Yonah leaves out what's going to be, how many brachos he's going to make over here. All Rabbeinu Yonah says clearly is that you don't make a bracha on the pas. And that's the chiddush of our Gemara. The chiddush of our Mishnah in Gemara is, as Rabbeinu Yonah said above, that pas doesn't get a bracha. Now, the Gedolei HaAchronim, the real giants, as we're going to bring out shortly, point out that Rabbeinu Yonah is a little bit different than what we had seen in Tosfos. What's the difference between Rabbeinu Yonah and Tosfos? Yes, Aryeh?
Rabbeinu says there are only two things that are being eaten.
Whoa, I count three over here. The Eina Nechalim Elim Melech Harbe.
Salted fruit is what?
For
salted
all
salted fruit.
They salted
fruit.
They salt the fruit.
No, they salted the fruit.
And the fruit becomes a maliach. It's something that called over Shemaluach. Rashi says anything that is salted.
Hold on, let's be precise. Three ingredients.
Yes.
There are three ingredients. I thought Gilad was saying there are two ingredients. I said I'm not Mekaba. Maybe you meant, well, that's what you meant, that they add salt to the fruit, the seder. Yeah. Okay, so there are three ingredients according to Rabbeinu Yonah. And Aryeh wants the taina that Rabbeinu Yonah and Tosfos are going to be talking about. They're going to be disagreeing about how many brachos there are over here in our sugya. According to Tosfos, there are two brachos in our sugya. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, you want a taina, there's one. And that the but the chidush of our sugya is that you don't get a bracha on the pas. The chidush is not the salt. Before I go on, I always, my rabbein were always very, very makbid, first to make sure that the pshat is clear. The pshat, according to the way Aryeh is being mazir binyon, which sounds fine to me, is like this, that he's adding salt directly to the ginosa. And that salt dulls the taste. Now that's a davar pashut, that's ikur v'tofel. No one would have a havamina that on pickles you would make a hadoma and a shahakol, even though there's a lot of salt and brine that's added to it. That's a davar pashut. The chiddush of our gemara is Rabbeinu Yonah l'shitaso, like he just said above, that the chiddush is not ikur v'tofel. That we learned where on Membeis. What's a chiddush over here? That a pas could also be a tafel. That's a chiddush. That a pas could be a tafel. And as far as a pas being a tafel, so on that he says that over here what we've got is the pas is going to be a tafel to the maliach, which is a tafel to the peros ginosa. Of course, according to Rabbeinu Yonah then, how many brachos are you going to make? Gonna only be making one. If that's so, then Oren points out correctly that this is Miyashev Tosis's Kasha. What was Tosis's Kasha? Tosis was Vim Tomar Peris Havi Ikum Miliach Tofel Felivra Kala Peros Lifter Kula. So Tosis said, wait a second. If the Miliach is going to be a Tofel, so then you should make one bracha to exempt everything. You know Rabbeinu Yonah is going to say? You're right. That's exactly it. And the chiddush over here is that you don't make a bracha on the pas, but the davar poshut, like Tosis is havamina, that what? That you make only one bracha. So practically, Tosis and Rabbeinu Yonah are learning different pshatim. According to Tosis, you're eating it at different times. And hence, you're going to make a bracha on the maliach. According to Rabbeinu Yonah, practically it's different because you're eating it at once. And the halacha nafkamina is, according to Tosfos and our sugya, you're going to make two brachas, and according to Rabbeinu Yonah, you're going to make one bracha.
No, Tosfos learns a different case, no?
Yeah!
He agrees that in the halacha case.
I was very precise. I said, practically, in our Gemara, according to Tosfos, you're going to make two. Right now I'm in Masbir, I didn't jump to Lomdos. First I'm being Masbir, just the pshat, and what's going on in the Machlokis over here between Rabbeinu Yonah and Tosfos. Good, David? The same. Now Rabosa. We're just scraping the surface. But first, pshat, what's Rashi saying, Tosfos saying? By the way, right now we have three potential pshat. We have possibly in Rashi, but I myself did not spend time in seeing how the Achronim learn Rashi, because I wanted first to be honest in the Rishonim itself before we explode Rashi. We have three potential pshat. One, our possible pshat, orange pshat, Rashi, Tosfos, and Rabbeinu Yonah.
Well, can you say Rabbeinu Yonah's the way to read Rashi, the way we just described
it? Yeah, I read it.
Maybe. Let's talk after Shir. I'm being Masader the Shitos first. Just being Masader, I don't mean to preclude any possibility. Now, you saw a beautiful Tosfos Yom Tov. Tosfos Yom Tov makes a beautiful diuk in our Mishnah, and he raises a very important fundamental shaila in our sugya, which the Ramah paskins on. And that is, could we make the following diuk? It says, he had the maliach tchila upasim bo. Why does it say b'tchila? It says, it tells us Yom Tov, the reason it says b'tchila is because we want to emphasize that the maliach came first. Then in such a case, then the pas becomes tafel. But what would happen if you do the opposite? He has first the cracker, and then afterwards the herring. But he's only having the cracker so his palate is prepared to be able to handle the herring. Do you still say that in such a case the bread doesn't get a bracha? Says Tosis Yom Tov, our Mishnah is emphasizing Bitchila to tell us that the order is critical. Oh, now we come back to our first diuk in the Bach. We wanted to argue that might depend on whether the Girsa is Bitchila or Tchila. If you say it's in the beginning, like Bereshis Bara Elokim Zaktehele Girashi, don't always, you can't always infer what the order was, Mamevin Yavin, said Tchila. But if it's Bitchila, Maliach, Bitchila, they first brought the Maliach. And then Upasimo, the mission's only to understand in such a case you don't make a bracha on the pas. But in the other direction, then we would say that what? That you do make a bracha on the pas first. Now, the Tosis Yom Tov brings out that this is an important shita halacha lemaisa. Let's open up, crack open our Mishnah Berurah in Reish Yud Beis Aleph. Let's take a look. We have Reish Yud Beis Aleph. This Shiloh. First of all, two things we should learn from the Rambam. Number one, B'yesh Omrim, Im Atofel Chodav Alav, Mevarech Alav, Achekach Mevarech Al Iker. Notice, he's talking about where you make a bracha on the salt and the peres kinosar, and the chiddush is that you don't make a bracha on the pas. So says the Ramah, what happens if the salt is a tafel and that's what he likes? So then we have a rule of chavav, that you choose the chavav first. So he says, so then you make a bracha on that, and afterwards the ikar. Then he continues, ha'adim mevarchen ala ikar potar satfela, hayu sha'ochlam biyachid o sha'ochel ha'ikar tchila. Avolim ochel ha'tafel tchila, kigon sha'rotza lishtos, rotza lechol tchila, kidei sh'lo yishte aliba reikana. So what's the case of the Trumas Hadeshen? The Ramah's quoting the Trumas Hadeshen. The case is that he wants to drink. The Gemara describes sometimes that eating on an empty stomach is dangerous. So he's drinking so as he doesn't eat on an empty stomach. So in such a case, now the drink was entirely, it's not Hashosa Litzama. Hashosa Litzama, remember the Lashon Mishnah's? Hashosa Litzama makes a Shahako. What if it's not Litzama? So then it's a Tafel, then you don't make a Bracha. But if he's drinking first, even though normally he's a tafel, you wouldn't make a bracha. Here, since he does a tafel first, so then in such a case, he's going to make a bracha. This is the Trumas Hadeshen's observation. This is the psak of the Rambam.
Does
the Mechaber
agree with this?
I don't know. Comes along to Tosfos Yom Tov. Tosfos Yom Tov says like this. L'chura, this could very well be why our Mishnah said b'tchila. It said b'tchila that you had the ikar first, but if you would have the tafel first, then of course you would make a bracha on the tafel. And that's why the Mishnah uses the word b'tchila. Hazoizak the Taisis Yom. So what will come out is that the Trumas Hadeshen has a raya from the Lashon of our Mishnah. I might have thought, David, that if the fellow is going to have the tafel first, if it's a tafel, it never gets a bracha. It never gets a bracha. Kamash Malon, no. that the Tafel does get a bracha is first. Now, Rabosai, let's stop and analyze together before we go on. There's a lot more to do, Bezer Hashem. We're just scraping the surface of the sugya. Can anybody, al regel achas, without seeing the Trumas Hadeshen, what would the issue that the Trumas Hadeshen and the Tosas Yom Tov is struggling with, what would be the conceptual chakira? What are the two tzadim of how to understand whether if you have a tafel first, you would make a bracha, which is a sheet of the Trumas Hadeshen? Obviously, the Trumas Hadeshen wrote a tshuva, then there were people who thought that you wouldn't make a bracha at all. What's the other tzad? Chur, if you had asked me, without knowing the sugya vikra of tafel, I said, of course. Kol anenim olam azeh, someone mentioned this earlier. Below bracha kilu moal. How could it possibly be? So what's the answer? What are the two tzadim over here? Let's leave aside the lomdus of kol anenim olam. I'm not being sholal. I'm not saying it's wrong. But let's try to formulate in ikar v'tafel right now. How would you formulate in ikar v'tafel? What would the fundamental issue over here be? Yeah, Avram?
They
miss Avram a lot.
If the bracha needs a maisa achila.
Ad kedei kach, you know, the Gemara, we're going to be doing matas. It says the golden harav acher talmido, right? So I'm gonna try to go visit the guys and go with them there. Okay, yeah, so go ahead.
If the bracha needs a maisa achila in order to be a bracha. So if you make a bracha on something and you don't have the
ma'isa
achila,
he's doing a ma'isa
achila.
What?
No,
you're
going to
say.
No, on that food.
Tefillah is not a ma'isa achila.
No, on the food which the bracha.
It's good you didn't say this over to replace you with the finger. It's good you didn't say it. That's a bad shot. What, you're going to say that by eating the tefillah, that's a ma'isa achila? That's not a ma'isa achila?
No, on the thing which I made a bracha on. You need to make a.
Let's talk about the Trumas Hadeshen's case. He's drinking water. Yeah?
Yeah.
So, what do you want to say? That's not a Maisa Shtia? That's the side to say that you don't make a bracha?
The Achila of the Tafel isn't a Maisa Shtia.
The Shtia, it's not a Maisa Shtia. That's...
You need for the bracha, because we said...
I find that very, very difficult. It looks like a Maisa Shtia. It smells like a Maisa Shtia. He'd be over on Yom HaKippurim on Shtia, below Lugmav. Ah, you mechav in today's daf. It's lamin on days and erevin below lugmav, based on his personal below lugmav. That's for sure. It's a full fledged ma'aser shtia. I think so. Yes.
If we define something as tafel, if it comes for the sake of the ikkah, then why does it matter whether it comes before or after? Whether it comes beforehand and it's for the sake of the ikkah, or it comes after and for example. It's
and what does the other side hold?
And that would be why you don't need the bracha beforehand. The reason why you would need the bracha before is because you can't get an bracha.
Could you reformulate in terms of how to look at ikar and tafel in general?
Tafel comes for the sake of the ikar. So
ikar v'tafel, the halach is you don't make a bracha v'tafel.
Right.
Formulate that in two ways. Or at least start with one way. The side that says that you wouldn't make a bracha if it comes first is assuming that what?
You wouldn't make a bracha if the tafel is there for the sake of the ikkar.
It's there for the sake of the ikkar, but you're drinking it.
It still comes for the sake of it. The only reason you're having it is because of the thing you're going to be eating afterwards. Whether you have the tafel before or after, it's still there only for the sake of the ikkar. You weren't having the ikkar, you wouldn't have the tafel.
So say better, good, he's on in the right direction, good. You see, you... Say a little bit more.
The order doesn't really matter.
Why? Say deeper. You follow where we're going, Rabosai? That the Tafel has no halachic identity, not because of Maisa Shtia. Can't say it's not a Maisa Shtia. Avram, you were going in the right direction, but the formulation was off. It's not that it's not a Maisa Shtia. He is doing a drinking, but it doesn't have its own independent identity. The Tafel becomes entirely subsumed to the Iker. Tafel becomes entirely subsumed. Let's talk about Trumas Hadeshen's case. He's drinking beforehand.
He's eating beforehand.
Doesn't want to drink on an empty stomach.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Thank you. He's eating beforehand. So in such a case, the Achila is entirely The achila is entirely there to prepare the drinking. Thank you. It's there to entirely prepare the drink, and therefore the achila is the ochel loses its identity to the drink. Exactly. It loses identity entirely to the drink. Since it loses its identity to the drink, so then in such a case, it might not even get a bracha at all. That would be the side that would say that it doesn't matter what order it comes. And what does the other side say? The other side's going to say no. Now what's the pshat in Ikra V'Tafel? What's that? It needs to be bitchila. What's the omek hadavar? The omek hadavar is that not that it loses its entire identity as a food. It's not that it loses its entire identity as a food. It still has an identity of the food. But in Hilchos Brachos, once I made a bracha on the Iker, the bracha on the Iker occludes the tafel. Is it the bracha includes the tafel? Or is the tafel as an identity become subsumed to the Iker? What's the Tosis? How's the Tosis Yom Tov learning? The Tosis Yom Tov is learning that what emerges over here is that if we say Betchila, so then in such a case, what we're saying is only that the bracha includes the tafel array. You don't need to make a separate bracha. But to say that the tafel isn't a chash of ochel, that's too big of a chiddush to say. So let me crunch the chakira and again show how the Tosfos Yom Tov is relevant to it. There are two ways what's emerging to us. And notice, we didn't start with chakiras. We start with how to read a Mishnah. And then we saw there's a beautiful conceptual question that might be at play over here. What they call in the yeshivas, a brisker chakira. But we didn't start with the chakira. We started with reading pshat. But once we thought about pshat, we said, wait a second, there's something deep over here. We saw a fundamental pshat question. Does it make a difference what came first, the tafel or the ikar? The Tosfos Yom Tov says that it says betchila to emphasize only if the ikar came first, does the tafel not get a bracha. But if the tafel comes first, then it does get a bracha. And the Trumas Hadeshin holds that way. What were they coming to be mafkia from? Well, there's some who actually hold, no. That the tafel, even if it comes first, doesn't get a bracha. What's that machlokas? So we said, we're getting to the bowels of Ikar V'Tafel. Is Ikar V'Tafel that the tafel loses its identity to the Ikar? If everybody knows that the Ikar is coming next, it doesn't have its own chashivas, and therefore it doesn't get its own bracha. The tafel becomes batel to the ikar. And therefore there's no problem of nanim b'olam hazeh and ma'al. Why? Because it doesn't have a chashivas of nanim b'olam hazeh.
So you're not getting hana?
Becomes batel to it. I'll prove to you we have the halachas of batel. A drop of milk falls into 70 times. You're allowed to eat it. By the way, you want an exciting piece of chasidus? Ramesha once called me with a shayla in Yaradeus. I told him Bnei Yisaskar says that Bnei Yisaskar writes that it's a mitzvah. If there's bittul, the mitzvah to eat such a pot. It's come to mafkiyat from the OCD people. It says a mitzvah. It says why? But he comes from Hasidus. He says like this. He says that because the whole idea is to be mekadesh the klipas. So if it's a little bit of bad. A little bit of bad in Chassidus is good because it transforms all of the bad. All the good transforms the bad. That's what the Bnei Yisaskar writes. Now, Zorli in Yoneinu, we have an idea all the time, the concept of Bittul. And it becomes Batel to the point that it doesn't get its own bracha. And there's no problem that you guys were bothered by Kilu Ma'al. There's no problem with Kilu Ma'al because it becomes subsumed. And we have this, I brought out in a dramatic way. In Chassidus, it goes so far to say it's a mitzvah to eat it. So that's one way of understanding it, that the food becomes mamish batel. Or do you say no, it's not that the food becomes batel, but the bracha of Borei Priya Eitz includes a shahakol. When the shahakol is a tafel, when the food is a tafel, it includes it. Those are two ways of understanding it. And the nafkamina is what happens if the tafel comes first. Now let's continue on in the Tosfos Yom Tov. Okay? Let's continue on because there's still more I wanted to do. Oh, all right, we started a little bit late today, so we'll do halacha tomorrow. And what we'll do is we'll stop a couple minutes maybe early for mincha. Let's.
What time is it?
1:30?
I think
they went
to like
Okay. Rabbi, let's take a look at Tos, we'll decide that later on. Let's take a look at Tos Yamta. Just do for the sense of Shlemus. Let's do the whole thing because we've cannot discuss all of it. So let's just put it in perspective. And then I want to show you something, Misameh. Says the Tosis Yamta. Nearly Ladakdik. Mimilas Bitrila Lafukem Ocha Tatal Bitrila. In other words, he's saying you would have to make a bracha on the tafel. This is an amazing Tosfos Yamta. This is reminiscent of something, a Musar Shmuz, that when my Rebbeim Rebbe Branchbiegel said there's a famous kasha why we don't count Sveika de Yoma on Sfiras HaOmer. Right? You have Sveika de Yoma for everything else. You keep 2 days Pesach, right? Because it's a Safek. So B'nei Chutz La'aretz should have to count. Maybe today is 12 days. Maybe today is 11 days. Why don't you count? So the Dvar of Ram gives a beautiful terence. Then the Dvar of Ram, after 5 pages, gives a beautiful terence. It brings rice from 10 places in Shas. To his beautiful parents. They one time will discuss it. He then says, but at the end of the day, the Baal Amor asks this question. The Baal Amor doesn't give this answer. So it must be there's something wrong with my Torah. That's how Dvar Avram concludes. Now, when do you say that? When don't you say it's an interesting question? But we're eventually used to emphasize the intellectual honesty and the kavod that the Dvar Avram had for the Baal Amor, that of course the Baal Amor thought of this Torah. He knew he was a nothing compared to the Baal Amor. So the fact that Baal Amor doesn't give this answer must be that there's something wrong. So says the Tos Yamta the same thing as well. Ulefi shelo evi raya mimishniseinu. The Chacham Godol haya, he mamish is agreeing with the Turis Hadesha, but Turis Hadesha didn't bring a raya from our Mishnah. Merely, she'efshar she'sod mishniseinu and raya dikla meimu de'itzvach l'misni b'tchila, de'lo teima dafki kishenecholim b'bas achas. K'der she'yose hilo b'matzav amara. Maybe betchila doesn't mean to say that he ate the ikar first, but betchila means to say that he didn't eat it together. And that's why it says betchila. So then you can't make the deal. Oh. Comes along the Gevaldige Groth that Aryeh was gracious to photocopy, and the Groth says like this. The Groth says, Rabosai! Let's plug it into our sugya. Now, I'm going to do it with you in the inside, but let's do it on our own. And this will be mamish misameh. Let's do this together. Let's do it together, Rav Osei. Who learns that we're talking about that the food is mechol b'bas achas? Rabbeinu Yonah. Who learns that the food is not nechal b'bas achas? Tosos. Who did we think was the Pashtus? Rabbeinu Yonah. According to Tosos Yomtiv, we now understand why Tosos did it this way. Why did Tosos learn it this way? Because Tosos was bothered by the word Tchila. Tchila indicates that one was before the other. Like the Tosfos Yomtiv learns. Now maybe by naming Yavin, the Bach changed B'tchila for that reason. Because if it just said Tchila, then it just means in the beginning of the meal. Doesn't mean whether they went together or not. And now that it says B'tchila, then it's clear that the Maliach was first. Or that there was one without the other, to be more precise. There was one without the other. And that's why we needed to say B'tchila. So there are two possible chidushim, if you will, to crunch today's shir in Lamdus. It really revolves around what does the word B'tchila mean. It could mean that the Maliach has to come first, and if you add the Tafel first, the Tafel gets its own bracha like the Trumas Hadeshin. Or it could be telling me something else. And that is that We're talking about specifically where he didn't eat them together. That's how that's how Tosus learns. That we're talking about where they didn't eat them together. And that's why Tosus learned differently than Rabbeinu Yonah. Because you and I would never have read the Gemara like Rabbeinu Yonah. But now we know why Tosus did, because of the word Betchila. That's what the Tosus Yom Tov is saying. Oh. Now comes along the Gra, and the Gra says brilliantly. Let's read the Gra inside. The Gra says like this. The Tosfos Yom Tov's Dechia will only make sense according to one of the Shitas. Says the Gra, Kuf Yud Reish Yud Beis Zayin, page Kuf Nun Hey, Vizeh Shekosuv Meliach Tbitchila. Rabbo said this is very, very rewarding. When you could read every word of the Gra and explain every single reference, that's a big deal. By the way, this is why I find very hard to read Gras. Because you don't know what he's talking about. It's very hard to figure out what he means. But if you know the Tosfos Yom Tov, then you know. Says the Gra. The Trumas Hadeshin said the Meliach, that the halacha is that if the Tafel comes first, you make a brach on the Tafel. Says the Gra. That's exactly why it says in our Mishnah Meliach Techila. Why does it say in our Mishnah Meliach Tchila? Because if the other pass was first, you would make a bracha on the pass. And that's a raya for the Trumas Hadeshin. The kach kosa betosas Yom Tov, and that's the Tosas Yom Tov's raya to the Trumas Hadeshin. Ella, but what did the Tosas Yom Tov do? She'achagach docha demasnisen kamer apal gav shein and ochlin yachad. That the Tosas Yom Tov then said, I have a kasha on myself. And that is that we're trying to emphasize Betchila something else, that he didn't eat them together like the Shita of Tosas as opposed to Rabbeinu Yonah. Vezel lepirish Tosfos, that will work only according to Tosas. Avol talbin de Rabbeinu Yonah kosav, v'ochlin oso ima pas. But Rabbeinu Yonah learns that they ate them all together. So what's the only way of reading Batchila according to Rabbeinu Yonah? Why did the Mishnah say Batchila? There's only one possible reason to tell you that only if you have the Meliach first do you not make the Bracha on the Pass. But if you would have the Pass first, then you would make a Bracha on the Pass. And this is what they say in the Shulchan Aruch. That we'll pick up maybe with tomorrow. So to crunch what the Gra's doing, there are two ways to understand the word the Chiddush of Betchila. Either Betchila is telling me that you didn't eat them together, that's how Tosfos understood. If you learn like Tosfos, then there's no riot to the halacha of what happens if you have the Tafel first. But if you don't learn like Tosfos, then what's the word Betchila coming to tell us? The answer is what the Tosfos Yom Tov had originally said. And if you hold that when it comes to when you eat, if we hold our Mishnah is talking about that he ate two foods together, the only Chiddush of Meliach, Betchila, is what? The Chiddush then is that if you had the Tafel first, then you wouldn't make a separate bracha. Then you would make, a separate bracha on the Tafel. And that's what Betchila is coming to be Mechadesh. So let's summarize what we have up until now, what we did today. We saw three different shitos of what is the case of our Mishnah. Is the case of our Mishnah that the pass is blunting the Gnosar? Maybe you could learn that's a shita Rashi. We saw the Shita of Tosfos that you're eating it at two different times and two different reasons of why you're eating it at two different times. But according to Tosfos, in contrast to the simple way of understanding the Gemara, there are three different ingredients. But two of the ingredients you're eating at a different time of the Gnosa. And according to Tosfos, there are two brachas. And then you have the Shita Rabbeinu Yonah, who says that what we're talking about is that you're eating it all at once. If that's so then you're only having one bracha according to Rabbeinu Yonah. So one difference between Rabbeinu Yonah and Tosfos is
practically, and whether there were two brachas in our sugya. The Gra brings out that there's another nafkamina between the two. And that is, what is the diuk from the word bitchila? The Tosas Yomtov had introduced that maybe from bitchila we could bring a raya for the Tumas Hadeshin, that if you have the tafel first, then in such a case you make a brach on the tafel. And we were masbir, what is that machlokus? The lomdus of it. Is the lomdus of tafel and ikar, the pshat that you make a bracha normally on the ikar, because the bracha came first on the ikar, so that will only be if the bracha subsumes the tafel, because it came first. But what happens if you have the tafel before the ikar? Then it gets some independent bracha, like Tumas Hadeshin said. What about the other Rishonim? They understand that the tafel becomes batel to the ikar, like bitul v'shishim. If that's so, it doesn't matter what comes first, as long as you know what's coming. If you hold like Rabbeinu Yonah, what's the chiddush of the word betchila? It can't be, as the Gra says, that it's coming to tell you that you had two different foods at two different times, because Tos Rabbeinu Yonah learns that's all at one time. Elamai, zok the Gra. Chiddush is what? Chiddush is betchila, only if the Maliach came first, do you not make a bracha on the pas. But if the pas comes first, then Enoch and Nami, the pas is going to get its own bracha, even if it's a tafel. This Be'ezer Hashem is the first stroke of the sugya, and the Yisodis Dik of Machlokis, the Hashlacha, the Gra says, in the Machlokis Rabbeinu Yonah and Tosis. It's no longer a Machlokis in Pshat, it's also a Machlokis in Halacha as well. But first you got to have clear the Machlokis in Pshat, and then we see what the Yisod is Machlokis in Halacha, and Lomdus is as well, right? Because that's going to affect how you look at Iker V'Tafel in general. If the Iker, the bracha of the Iker automatically patter the bracha of the Tafel, or is it the chat that the food becomes subsumed onto the Tafel?